89.3 WKKC, you're live with Harold Lee. Russ, that's me. We have a very special guest in the studio who's going to be here regularly on Fridays. And I call him Dr. Rock. But I call him Dr. Rock mainly because, well, Dr. Rock, I haven't learned how to say your name yet. So for the sake of people knowing your entire name, say your entire name for me.
Okay. Hello, Chicago. My name is Dr. Rakak Adiremi Alibioshu.
See, that's why I call him Dr. Rock.
You know, I got that a lot when I was young. Everyone had a difficulty pronouncing my name, so I'm used to it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to call you Dr. Rock. Dr. Rock is a chiropractor, and you know, the management here thought it would be a really nice way to be able to share some positive information for the community.
Absolutely.
So they went and found us one of the young, handsome, and, you know, really just knowledgeable people. And see, most people don't know this, but let Dr. Rock explain it. As a chiropractor, tell us what a chiropractor does, and then you can elaborate on what you do that's also in addition to what, you know, we normally think of a chiropractor.
Okay. Well, you know, most people are aware that we pop bones. You know, you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
But essentially what we deal with is pain management.
Oh, pain management. I like to say that. Okay.
Yeah, so when people are in pain,
right,
whether they have back pain, shoulder pain, they come and see us.
Okay.
So we deal with that. Chiropractors, the main modality that we use a lot of times is the adjustment. And that's
okay.
When you're realigning the spine,
right,
trying to keep everything in place. But we also help people with nutrition. We help people with lifestyle, and we help people pretty much find balance in their life so they can have total wellness.
In other words, it's like, what do you call it, general medicine or general?
Yeah, well, it's here in Illinois, I'm considered a primary care physician.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you had any type of health concerns, you could come and see me.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that we can't do is we can't prescribe medications.
Okay, right.
But we can prescribe vitamins, you know, herbs of that nature. We can do blood draws. We look at x-rays.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's just so much that we can do. So it's really in-depth, you know, as far as the scope of practice.
All right, so what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks is we allow folks to get to know you and get to know what you can do. We will be sharing information on specific situations. Now, let's be clear, even though people will be able to call in with their concerns, Dr. Rock cannot try to diagnose anything. In fact, it would be crazy to try and do it over the phone. However, he has consented that he will give information that you can find of practical value and hopefully cause you to, if it's a serious situation, cause you to seek out your doctor's help, especially for guys, because you know how we are. We don't go to the doctor until y'all carry us in there, right?
Exactly. Back fix.
But we're going to bring Dr. Rock back in a few minutes to talk about today's subject matter, which is something that everybody needs to hear. And we'll do that right after we take care of some business and play something very special for you right here on
89.3 WKKC.
The new sound of soul in Chicago.
That's Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. So in love with you on 89.3 WKKC. You're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me. And as I mentioned, I would bring Dr. Rock back. Now, Dr. Rock is our, well, I'm going to call him our resident Dr. Rock. Now, one of the things that we want to be able to do is give people some practical information every week when you're here.
Absolutely.
And you had a great first one, I thought, when you brought up the subject. And that's something that we all really, now, whatever y'all doing, I want y'all to stop unless you're driving. Keep driving. But I want you to pay attention just for a few minutes because we're going to talk about something that's very, very, very important. And that's water.
Absolutely. You know,
I just want to mention that as people say, water, how's that important? Well, trust me, I am on the other side of 60, and I grew up most of my life trying my best not to drink water.
Right.
And so I had to learn to drink water. But why is it important?
Well, the main reason why water is so important is because your body is 75% water.
Whoa.
You know, and you want to put the water back into your system so it can function the way it's supposed to function.
Okay.
See, what most people don't realize is that they're dehydrated. You know, most people don't drink enough water. They're drinking a lot of juice. They're drinking a lot of soda. And they're sluggish, and they don't know why.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Let me back up for a second. When you say we're dehydrated, what are some of the signs that we are suffering from dehydration?
One of the first signs of dehydration is being thirsty.
Okay.
If you wait till you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Ah,
okay. And then when it gets in the severe stages, you get headaches, you know, and obviously you can possibly pass out. So, yeah, I mean, dehydration is running rapid everywhere.
As soon as you said it, I thought about it because, you know what, as kids, we, you know, we get thirsty, right? And what's the first thing we will drink soda or juice, not even real juice, but juice, what do you call it, fake juice, or Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
Now, you said something earlier off mic when we were talking about how drinking soda dehydrates you further?
It does. It dehydrates you further because it's high in sodium.
Okay, sodium being salt, right?
Salt, exactly.
Ah.
So when you drink that, it further dehydrates you, and then it makes you have to drink more.
More.
And so you're further dehydrating yourself.
Those soda companies did that on purpose.
Well, the thing is that it tastes good. So
yeah,
you want to drink it. And not only that, it's high in sugar.
Yes, yes.
So you're drinking it because it tastes good, and you get addicted to that rush that you get from the sugar.
What about the caffeine content?
The caffeine is another thing. It's a stimulant, so that makes you feel well, too. So it's a couple.
So that's why when we were kids, sometimes parents would say, well, don't give that child no more soda because it'll be bouncing off
exactly.
the walls.
Exactly. You got a combination of sugar. You got a combination of caffeine.
And sodium. Man.
So definitely not good for the system. You want to make sure you keep yourself hydrated so your kidneys can function the way they're supposed to.
Now, because there is it seems at least to me that there's a lot of certain kinds of conditions that we find in our communities, a lot of, especially as we begin to get older, and they seem to revolve around some of the same issues. Now, you mentioned about the kidneys. We have a lot of kidney failure.
Correct. You do. And normally, kidney failure is the result of some of the end stages of severe diabetes.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and diabetes a lot of times can be controlled by lifestyle. There are cases where people are born with issues when their body's not able to function the way it's supposed to. But that's why drinking water is so important, because when you're drinking all that sugar, you're putting your body under such stress.
Wow.
And it can lead to conditions such as diabetes and ultimately can affect the kidneys. So we need to make sure we keep ourselves hydrated, you know, so the system can flush itself out and we can feel good.
All right. Well, here's what I'd like to do is have everybody that's listening do a little self-assessment. All right. So now what should we look at in terms of our lifestyle, in terms of our everyday dieting? How much water?
Well, that's a great question. Basically, the rule of thumb is you want to drink half your body weight in ounces.
Really?
Yeah. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces of water.
In a day?
In a day. Exactly.
100
At
ounces.
Least minimum.
100 ounces. That's like, all right, if I got 8-ounce glasses, then that's like a bunch of glasses.
Yeah,
of water.
A bunch of glasses. Or you can think about it as 3 liters. And you make it really easy for yourself. When you first wake up in the morning, the first thing you always want to do is you want to drink some water.
Okay.
First thing in the morning. And then
so it's not coffee?
No, not coffee. not coffee at all.
Okay, and no, because you're talking about people that I know right now. People saying, well, no, I got to have my coffee because I got to wake up. But you're saying that what we should be doing before we have the coffee is drink some water.
Exactly, exactly. You want to drink it. And you want to spread that out throughout the entire day. I'm not saying that you have to stop drinking your coffee,
mm-hmm.
but you could just start drinking more water. And every hour, just making sure you're drinking a glass of water. And before you know it, you'll consume the amount that you need.
And the effect, how will we know that we're doing better? We should be able to feel better?
Yes, you'll feel better. You should have more energy. And you'll know that you're drinking more water, too, because the color of the urine will change. So if you have that really dark, concentrated urine, it'll get a little bit lighter. And so that's how you know that your system's flushing out better.
Very good. Very good. All right, Dr. Rock, we're going to play another couple of songs, and we'll come back for a little bit more information. And, in fact, so people know how to get in touch with you right here on 89.3 WKKC. 89.3 WKKC, that's Faith Evans with Sunshine. And that's what I got outside. I'm looking out the window. In fact, let me turn the microphone camera so you can see out the window on 63rd Street. Bright sunshine on a Friday. And it's Free Friday, even though Dory is not in the studio right now. It's March 9th, and got Dr. Rock in here. Now, since you told me that, you know, if you feel thirsty, then you're dehydrated. Funny, I've been feeling thirsty ever since you said that.
I'm thirsty myself.
So we got to get some water in here. But no, I hope that people just in listening will realize that that's something that we all need to do. We need to look at how much water our children are drinking.
Right, exactly.
Especially it's got to be especially important for our children, right?
Oh, it's extremely important because, and what I'm saying too is that we have to remember we're going to like drinking our juices sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to like drinking our coffee. So, you know, if I were to say, you know, you should cut all those things out, that would be very difficult. Right.
We ain't going
to
do it.
Exactly. So I will never say that. But what I will say is just to try to start drinking more water throughout mm-hmm. the entire day. Because by process of elimination, you won't be able to drink as much coffee, as much juice if you're drinking more liquids. But yeah,
alcohol, that's something I wanted to ask you. Does that also contribute to dehydration?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Alcohol, not only does it contribute to dehydration, but it also is a toxin, obviously. It inhibits some brain function, and you know, people get a little, you know, can be obvious to have some issues, you know, when they drink too much. It inhibits brain function, so that's why they tell you not to operate motor vehicles when you drink, and you know, heavy machinery, because
so the idea of somebody says, well, give me a gin and tonic. That don't count as water.
No, not at all. That's not water. Liquid, you know, but not water.
If I say something in water back, that don't count. No. I need to have a real glass of water,
right? You need to have a real glass of water. And you can make it fun for yourself. You know, for kids, you can add lemon to the water. Sometimes you can add some flavoring to the water. You know, it doesn't have to be plain water. You can even add cucumber slices to the water.
Oh, cucumber, that's new.
Make it flavorful for yourself if you don't like the plain taste.
Speaking of that, what about these flavor waters that they sell in the stores? What's the deal on that? Is it of value to spend money buying these flavored waters?
Well, you're pretty much paying for overpriced water. But, you know, I would prefer if people are going to drink water for it to be pure water.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, Dr. Rock, how can people find you? Tell us a little bit about your practice and et cetera.
Well, I do a couple of things. I practice at a clinic in Northbrook called Bodies in Balance. And I also, we do home visits. I work with two other medical doctors in the city of Chicago, on the south side of Chicago, and we work on pain management, mainly with arthritic-type patients.
Okay.
So if people would like to contact me, you can reach me on Dr. Rock. It's dr.rock25a@gmail.com.
Okay. That
would be the best way to contact me.
And your phone number?
Phone number is 847-436-8081.
Okay, say it again. 847
436 8081.
All right. And so you'll be back with us next Friday in the 10 o'clock hour, and we're going to have a new subject for that you're going to expound upon. And my goal, my objective is that listeners every week will get something that they will be able to feel better week by week.
Correct.
So now the goal this week, everybody, is to start off this, starting the day drinking more water.
Exactly.
And so by next Friday, I want people to be able to call up and say, hey, you know what? I drank more water this week and I've been feeling better.
Exactly. Feeling good. That's what we want.
All right. Dr. Rock, thank you so much.
Thank you so
and
much.
And we will see you next Friday right here at
WKKC.
Dave, you did it.